And if you're interested in the development of this book on membrane transport processes, is one of the best that are there. And then the ionic channels of excitable membranes, which is just a superb volume done by Bertil Hille from the University of Washington, is also available. And I have them here in the library. You'll find the science books here in this couple of sections, and you'll find them up to date. They're all up to current research in these levels. The main thing is that in our text, The Molecular Biology of the Cell, which we'll go into after the break, you will find on page 8 the discussion under the headline, Membranes Define the First Cell. And I'll just give you a little bit of their description, and then we'll take a break. The appearance of protein synthesis controlled by nucleic acids. Now tune your ears to hear allegorical. The appearance of protein synthesis controlled by nucleic acids was no doubt one of the crucial events leading to the formation of the first cell. Another must have been the development of an outer membrane. The protein synthesized under the control of a certain species of RNA. RNA is the mercury messenger. DNA is like the Olympian structure with Zeus there, and RNA is like Hermes carrying the message. The big hey man. The protein synthesized under the control of a certain species of RNA would not facilitate reproduction of that species of RNA unless they were retained in the neighborhood of the RNA. Moreover, as long as these proteins were free to diffuse among the population of replicating RNA molecules, they could benefit equally any competing species of RNA that might be present. Buddhist way of saying this is that the Buddhist teaching are like sunshine and rain. They don't go to just the chosen. They go to everyone. And whoever can will grow. This traditional way. If a variant RNA arose that made a superior type of enzyme, the new enzyme could not contribute selectively to the survival of the variant RNA in its competition with its fellows. Selection of RNA molecules according to the quality of the proteins that they generated could not begin until some form of compartment evolved to contain the proteins made by an RNA molecule and thereby make these proteins available primarily for its own use. In other words, when there is a superior development, when evolution happens, the jump in capacity is in a different, a new RNA message trigger about a superior sequencing. But it has no effect whatsoever until there is something there to receive it. What receives it? The plasma membrane defined cells. All present day cells, that means in every life form whatsoever, all present day cells are surrounded by a plasma membrane composed of phospholipids and proteins. And I have the latest book on lipid technology up here if you want to peruse it. Plasma membranes composed of phospholipids and proteins. In the electron microscope, such membranes appear as sheets about 7 nm thick, nanometer thick. Very, 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 very small. It turns out the difference between inner and outer in life is there, but it's remarkable in its thinness. Absolutely remarkable. With a distinctive three-layered appearance due to the tail-to-tail packing of the phospholipid molecules. So the triadic structure, which reoccurs in all the archetypal levels, also actually physiologically occurs in the membrane of cells. There it is. And also what occurs
is the linking dovetail structure, which has always been characteristic.
So that the linking dovetailed structure, which is characteristic of both the Egyptian Hermetic living time and the Homeric golden chain, is there in the dovetailing of these three layers in the plasma membranes, which allow for the occurrence of cells. And incidentally, I think I should show you for just a moment a photograph of a cell. You probably still are thinking in terms of 1960 or 1970 textbooks, where they have nice little irregular circle for cells. Forget it. The photograph on the right is a photograph of a mouse cell. As a typical example, you can see how dynamic the outline is. Don't think of cells as little rooms and of membranes as nice little walls. That's not the point at all. They're like living explosions. Every cell, sorry to underline it with pointing fingers, you have to understand that the basic form of life is dynamic. Every cell is like a little explosion. Friends, can you understand how dynamic you really are? I mean deeper than your bones, into your cells. You are vibrantly real. There's nothing boring about you at all, to every level. So when somebody says to you, wake up out of your despair, your kinetic reality is so dashing and dynamic, you could hardly stand it if you hung on to your mediocre self-image. Let that go. It's a rag compared to the royal garment that you really wear. I'm talking religiously now, because we're going to take a break, and I want you to carry a little bit of emotion into it.